Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Now, Ken O'Flynn is an independent Ireland TD for Cork North Central. Ken is with us on the line today. Will you explain, Ken, to the Lunchtime Live listeners why you want banks to reintroduce 100% mortgages?
Well, I suppose really this comes from a journalist contacting Independent Ireland earlier on last week and asking us our opinion on this. And look, I suppose Independent Ireland, we've always thought to ourselves that, you know, it is something that has to be looked at, in particular when you're out on the streets and you're meeting people that are paying ridiculous rents of 2,300, 2,500 euros per 2,700. I met somebody in Dublin the other day paying that sort of rent, which is less than a mortgage payment on a three-bedroom semi-detached. And I think there is an adult conversation we had. And, you know, we're not looking for the returning of the days of the Freddie Macs and the Fannie Mae's and the disaster that that led to, where people earning 30 or 40,000 were getting 400,000 euro mortgages. But we are looking at a series of policies that we'll be introducing later on this summer, where we'll be addressing a number of housing crisis issues. And we will be looking for an ability to pay mortgage style. So in other words, if you're able to provide an ability to pay for the past 5 years that you've been renting in the private rental market, and you're paying a rent that is 2,000 plus a month, that and 100% mortgage is less than that, I think that a bank needs to have a look at that. And that's one way of getting people back into the housing market and getting them back in there.
So no deposit, Ken? We just scrap the deposits completely?
Well, look, I have to say, I have to admit myself, I come from somebody who got a mortgage in 2007. In August 2007, we all know what happened on September 2008 when Lehman Brothers fell. So, you know, I don't think I would have qualified for a mortgage in October 2008 if I didn't receive a 100% mortgage at that time. We were very fortunate. We were very lucky. We weathered the storm. Our property went down maybe about 70% at one stage in value, but we were able to hold on to our property. And there was many people like me in the country as well that were, you know, stuck with devalued property. But, you know, you have to have somewhere to live. And thankfully, we had the ability to pay the mortgage at the time. We didn't lose our jobs. So we were very, very lucky.
We're talking about this today because it's something that seems to be creeping slowly back into the mortgage market in the UK. Like another lender there only last week announced the reintroduction of 100% mortgages to the market. Now, I think it's not available for new build properties. Like, there's a huge interest rate on this. It's nearly about 6%. Like, it was 5.9%.
You talk about huge interest rates, you know, Pepper Finance and all these other companies that have them already in this country of huge rates, you know, 7%, 6%, 7%, and that's something that needs to be addressed as well when the four pillar banks are a lot smaller. But look, I think it is an option that we're going to have to look at. We're going to have adult conversations about things. We have to appreciate and learn what's happened in the past.
Yeah, but I just wonder, surely, like, if we were to say to somebody today, and I totally appreciate how difficult it is, Ken, to pay rent, particularly in any of the major cities in Ireland, and then try to save for a deposit. But if we're going to say to people, you don't need to have any deposit, we'll give you 100% mortgage from the bank, surely all this is going to do is actually just hike up the price of houses even further.
Well, look, I'm meeting people day in, day out, better educated than I am, or that you are, that are still at the age of 30-something, stuck in the mother and father's box room, that are earning significant salaries, can't get on the property market, despite how difficult it is now to get on the property market. I'm meeting couples on a regular basis that are paying up to 2,700 euros rent per month, that have been doing this for quite a long time, and can get on the property market, but, you know, would benefit. So I think there has to be a look at everything and anything about how do you get people out of long-term rentals, how do you get people off the, you know, this, you know, it's awful. You know, you look at, and I'm sure there's many people listening today saying, you know, God almighty, I'm spending my entire salary on dead money.
Yeah.
On something on rent.
Totally accept that. Stay with us, Ken. John Lowe is with us. John is the founder of the Money Doctor. You're dealing with people day in, day out looking for mortgages, John. Is 100% mortgages the solution to getting people out of the box bedroom at home?
Well, not in my view. I think the timing at the moment, Andrea, is actually appalling. You've got a scarcity of property, house prices have gone through the roof, rents have gone through the roof, and the problem here now is that, you know, giving people 100% mortgages, first of all, is going to incur the banks to start out a new insurance policy called the indemnity bond. 20 years ago, they took out an indemnity bond down to 80%. So if the property was repossessed and suddenly the debt was worth more than the actual property, down as much as 80%, then this insurance policy paid it off. Problem is that you can't get insurance, and there's no insurance companies now would be bothered to kind of quote on this kind of insurance. So that's number one. Number two, you know, the 100% mortgages, the real losers will be the borrowers, because if their job stops, if for whatever reason they can't make those repayments, then, you know, interest is going to mount. They're going to have then more debt than the actual property is worth, and eventually that property will be repossessed. So it's in lots of respects, you know, I mean, I have a daughter who's at the moment in that same position looking, and she's bought a property. But fortunately for her, she's reduced it down to 80%. And even then, it's an enormous mortgage. Mm. And I'm still worried about it, because basically it's all about your jobs and how secure is your employment. Now, this is even before you start talking about pensions and about auto enrollment that's going to come in next January.
It basically means, from the very, very outset, John, the owner, the buyer of the property, has zero equity in the house.
Absolutely.
There's no deposit.
But it's not just zero equity, Andrea. It's more importantly that in, say, 6 months' time or a year's time, if things don't go right, they're going to have negative equity, which means that they owe more money than they started out with.
Jackie is with us on the line as well. 1800 453 106, that's the number. Stay on the line, John, if you can, for a few moments. Jackie, how do you feel about a call for a reintroduction of 100% mortgages?
I would feel, under the current circumstances and the pressure that a lot of people are under, I would agree with the 100% mortgages myself. As the parent of two young adults, 23 and 25 years of age, they already are of the opinion that the possibility of them ever having security, of having a home, whether it's a house or an apartment or anything, is just forget about it. And I think that's very disheartening for any young person that's trying to progress in this country nowadays. And that's why I feel so passionate about it, that everybody should be given the opportunity to have a security, especially now when we look at the situation we're in. Rent is getting so unaffordable that when you get into your older stage in life and you're in the position of having to rent an accommodation, and then someday a letter lands on your mat and says, sorry, you're out the door, like, you're 70 years of age, you're renting a house, what are you supposed to do? Like, and that's why we're all being deprived of this situation now, and it's extremely unfair. We always had the chance that, as we say, renting a house was your chance to save a few pounds and then move on and buy your home and give yourself and your family that security. And that's just completely gone, and it's not right anymore.
No, I look, and I fully accept that. And I know, you know, as somebody who has only very recently been in this struggle of trying to move out of rental accommodation and into a house and home ownership, how difficult it is. I wonder, though, is going back to the idea of 100% mortgages a good idea, though, Jackie? I mean, it's not that long ago that, you know, you can think back to the state the country was in.
Yeah, but the country is in a state now. And what are we supposed to do? We have to give, like, there's people paying huge amounts of money for rental accommodation, and yet this isn't being taken into a factor when they go to get a mortgage, which will be less than what they're paying for rent. So what are they supposed to do? Where are they supposed to turn? How, if they're paying all this money out in rent, how are they supposed to get the opportunity to try and own a home and, you know, put back into their home and have the security?
So you think there should be no need, really, then? Because really what the 90% mortgages, like, what that, I suppose, means is that, you know, people have to have a deposit. You have to have a 10% deposit at the minute as a first-time buyer, and obviously it's more if it's your second home. So what we're talking about doing now is scrapping the deposit completely.
Well, people aren't getting the opportunity to get a deposit together. Like, they're looking to parents, and a lot of parents are under financial pressure to, you know, to put in this money that hopefully will give them the start to get them over the line to have a mortgage. So everybody is vulnerable now. Like, once upon a time, yeah, families had maybe luck to mum and dad and they'll have a few pound in the bank and try and help us. But even parents are struggling now. Parents at the end of the day have mortgages as well, possibly. Mm. And they're struggling. Yeah. So where do people go?
So in terms of having some kind of control around credit lending, how would we do that? If we were to reintroduce 100% mortgages, would we still have some sort of a cap on how much people could borrow? Like that, you know, right now it's four times your salary. Prior to that, it had been 3.5. Some people might have been able to get an exemption. It's now 4 times. Would we still have a cap on that?
Yeah, there would have to still be some sort of security on it. Like, we can't, you know, I know we're saying 100%, but at the same time, we can't just be willy-nilly and just throw everything at it at the same time. You know, we still have to have the security, and I understand from financial lending and all that. Yes, I would agree that there would have to be a cap on how much that can be actually borrowed. But it's just a cauldron of a mess, to be honest with you, because, yes, there's always people that, yeah, happy days, they have the money, they're in a secure financial job, you know, they have the income. But then you have to forget about the people that's on, you know, the lower incomes that are completely out of reach of just a standard home. Like, you know, you're not looking for 5 bedrooms, you're looking for, you're doing well if you get 1, maybe 2 bedrooms in a house or a
So you're not really looking for a total free for all. You do think there needs to be a level of control on this, but
I wouldn't agree with a total free for all. Like, we've all suffered from the Celtic Tiger, and we are still suffering from the Celtic Tiger in certain areas of the country. It's like it never really recovered. And I agree, yeah, we don't want to go back to that again. So I would agree that there would be need to be measures introduced there, but the option is there under certain circumstances, that's 100%. If someone has no other choice, they have to have a way of borrowing money to get them on that ladder, get into a home and have some security for themselves.
You're obviously concerned about your own too, are you? That you know, their ability to own a house at some stage.
Both of us as parents, we, you know, we're doing the right thing. We sent them to college, giving them the opportunities. That the young adults, you know, they're still trying to get on the ladder. Even in my own role that I work in, I see people that have education, fantastic degrees, the whole lot, and they're just working an ordinary job to just try and get them by, to get them on the ladder, to get a job. And it's like, no matter what we do, if we try to do our best to get them education and get them best education, they're not necessarily going to get the jobs. And then you're back into the whole thing of, well, do I stay here? Do I go? Both of my children want to stay in this country. They're very passionate about staying in this country. They're not interested in going to Australia like everybody else. Mm. They want to stay because this is their home, and they want to put back into their home, and they want to stay at home. And they love this country more than anything else. But, you know, it's just particular fields or industries or whatever they're in, you know, they find difficulty getting jobs. Mm.
Okay, well, Jackie, listen, thank you for sharing your thoughts with us. 1800 453 106 is the number. Ken O'Flynn, you're the one proposing, as part of Independent Ireland, the reintroduction of the 100% mortgages. Are you proposing that there'll be any cap on how much people could borrow?
Yeah, look, I'd like to see this being rolled out for first-time buyers, for those that are finding it very difficult to get on the property market, for those that are able to provide proof that they're in rental accommodation for the past 5 years and have an ability to pay. That's where I'd like to see it. I would probably like to see, and look, this is a small thing that's in the plan that we plan to be bringing on. Excuse me. This is a small item that we're bringing in a full plan when it comes to housing. But what I would say to you is that I think there should be maybe a cap. I think that should be maybe it should be looked at for affordable housing only, just to see how that goes on. Could I just say to the gentleman that was on, and I accept everything he's saying, and there are serious caveats, but the reality is that if there is a downturn in the economy and people start losing their jobs, whether they have 100% mortgage or whether they have a 90% mortgage or a 70% mortgage or an 80% mortgage like his daughter is in. There's a serious possibility that you lose the property. I've seen that happen. I've seen that happen in the days of the Celtic Tiger, where people...
But in this instance, people will have no equity in the house at all if they're
correct.
Only in the house.
Uh-huh. Correct.
And the
correct.
Big concern, I think, Ken, that people happen. Have, like, I know my memories of this are people who were in, you know, very average, normal jobs, average earnings, getting huge mortgages,
That's where the caps have to come in.
And why stop with the mortgage when you can get a new Audi A5 out of it as well? Like, throw the whole lot on. Like, this was part of the problem.
It was, of course. And, you know, and people were over borrowing for decoration and all that sort of stuff. And we did see a lot of that. So you'd have to have the caps and provisions in there. You would have to have the caveats inside there.
I want to get a couple of other callers
I am glad that we're having an adult conversation.
Yeah, well, we want to see what some of our listeners think about it. Eddie's with us in Drogheda. Eddie, would you like to see a return to 100% mortgages?
No, I wouldn't. I went through the mortgage system as a home buyer in the UK back in the late 80s and again in Ireland here in the 2000s. So I went through a couple of different crashes. In each case, there was a percentage that you could borrow. The difficulty is if you go for 100% mortgage, if anything changes in the person's life and they have to pivot out of that, they can't, because the turnaround and sell costs money and they can't do it. So you end up trapping people into it. I think we need to protect the purchaser, but also the industry. Because one of the difficulties we had, especially in the last crash, is we weren't protecting the industry and it came down and brought the country with it. So I'm an engineer, I work in the construction industry. And as somebody in the construction industry, it would make a lot of commercial sense for me if suddenly there was a release of funds because everyone could get 100% mortgages. But that would be a very dangerous situation.
Yeah, but you have the life experience to maybe know better. What about you, Una? Are you in favour of this?
I'm definitely in favour of this, Andrea. I think it would be very helpful, especially because it can be very difficult to save a deposit for a mortgage as house prices can increase quickly and the saver could be priced out of the market. Renting can be more expensive than mortgages. For example, somebody could be paying their 2,000 dead rent every month and instead they could be paying 1,500 on their mortgage repayments and they might even end up saving. If somebody is committed to a 100% mortgage, they have a permanent job and secure income, well, you know, they should be okay with it.
Well, circumstances can change, though.
Circumstances can change, yes. But, you know, if they save along the way, I mean, if there are missed payments, even if there was 20% paid down or even half the house, 50% paid down, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, the bank are allowed to repossess the house until the final payment is paid off. So, I mean, it's much of a muchness. The banks also have insurance themselves and giving out these mortgages as well. I think an awful lot of Irish people are actually going overseas, especially young people, because they feel like they're working their daily lives here. They're very little to show for us. They can't get on the property ladder. And it's very disheartening for them. Mm. So they decide to go up overseas and, you know, they're at limbo really. And it's very sad. We're losing an awful lot of our good people to overseas.
Well, the idea today, the question off the back of the call from Independent Ireland is whether or not the idea of 100% mortgages is a solution to the housing situation or is it a step back to the mistakes of the past? Jason Cullen is from the Dublin Commuter Coalition. Are you in favour of this, Jason?
It's a double-edged sword, really. I'm actually in a situation where I'm living in my mother's house trying to save for a deposit right at the moment. I rented for 11 years in one apartment, probably paid off the entire cost of the mortgage while I was there renting and couldn't myself get a deposit together to get on the ladder. If you were to bring in 100% mortgages tomorrow on an individual basis, everyone would be like, great, I can now go and apply for a house and try and get on a ladder. But the real other side of that conversation that I haven't heard said so far is that there's probably tens of thousands of people who are chomping at the bit to try and get on the property ladder. There was an article that came out last week and that homeownership rates have fallen below 10% for people under the age of 40, down from 22% as much as 10 years ago. So there's a huge demand. And if you were to bring in 100% mortgages tomorrow, there's simply not enough houses available, and it would just shoot the prices into the stratosphere. I'm from South County Dublin. The average price for a house around here, privately bought, is anywhere between 600,000 and 850,000 euros. So 100% mortgage isn't going to help me anyway. And even if you're looking at an affordable house built by the council, you know, you're looking at €500,000, €450,000, €500,000, and you still have to take out the second mortgage on the first home.
Hard to see how any of this is actually going to address the supply issues that we're facing. Just in a final word to you, John, I mean, there's no, in very hard to see how this will be brought in.
Yes, indeed. One of the things there you mentioned earlier is ability to repay. Like 20 years ago, Andrea, you could have five times your income if you were on a minimum of 60,000. So, you know, the gentleman there just mentioned an 850,000 property in South Dublin. 800,000, if it's four times income, that means you have to have at least 200,000 income. It's not feasible. And the last thing that I would be suggesting to new borrowers, anybody who is going to take out a mortgage, do your sums first, do your budget. Make sure that you can afford the repayments first and foremost, and that you can live after that.
John, Ken, Jackie, Una, Jason, Eddie, thanks a million for getting in touch. 087 1400 106, that's the WhatsApp number.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.